It's 11:45 in the morning at the Dewey Recreation Center just west of downtown, and dozens of kids are eating, finishing up eating, or playing games and interacting with the rec staff at the Dewey Center. A few parents sit off to the side, having received at least one benefit in the summer that they received during the school year, a free lunch for their kids. That's no small deal for community parents and those fighting hunger in the area. They're all participating in the Summer Food Service Program, a government-sponsored program that provides free breakfast and lunch for students throughout the months when school is out. Alexis Weaver of the Greater Waco Chamber of Commerce says there's a real need in the community for partners fighting hunger and families to participate.
We actually have about 61% of the kids in McLennan County who are on free and reduced lunch. Waco ISD is one of the higher percentage school districts, but there are other districts that are participating as well. Connolly ISD, La Vega ISD, there are programs, actually Midway ISD is also doing something this summer as well. So school districts are required to do it if they have over 60% free and reduced lunch, but several school districts like Midway are also choosing to do it because they want to make sure that those kids are getting fed.
The Summer Food Service Program has become a staple in recent years, but local officials say more work needs to be done to ensure that everyone who needs it is aware of it. The McLennan County Hunger Coalition, the Food Service Task Force, and others are teaming up, says Weaver, to spread the word. It's all part of the fight against food insecurity. Simply put, children on free lunch have two guaranteed meals a day during the school year. But that guarantee goes away during the summer without such a program.
And so we're not just looking at children, but we're trying to look at the whole food system and how we can better connect people to the resources that they need and hopefully end that food insecurity so that people know where they need to go and what they can do. The two groups have partnered together along with the Texas Hunger Initiative to really try to get out there, get the word out in the community. We really want to focus on summer meals because it's a really high need. It has significant impacts on educational retention. So kids who aren't eating as well, you know, up to two meals a day, those could be their only two meals that they were getting during the school year. And so it makes it a lot harder for them to learn because their brains aren't continuing to develop at the level that they could during the summer.
The Dewey Recreation Center feeds around 60 to 70 children a day, saving money for parents who are already on a tight budget. Additionally, Ryan Sparks of the Dewey Center says it ensures that children receive a nutritious meal as opposed to the inexpensive food that is often high in fat.
Well, I think free and nutritious is the best way to go, and I think providing through Waco is a great idea, and it gives them opportunity for them to do what they need to do and be energized throughout the day. We have two meals, one in the morning and one in the afternoon, and so they're able to get their meals and go throughout the day with all their energy needs and all that good stuff.
The effort to feed the students is aided by others in the community working to spread the word, as many eligible families are unaware of the program's availability. Alexis Weaver hopes others will help them market the program.
We also would love to have people pass out flyers and things like that in their own neighborhood at their churches on Sundays, you know, with their bulletin, or have pastors make an announcement, you know, and whatever their worship time is.
You can find a link to the Summer Food Service Program sites on our website at kwbu.org. For KWBU News, I'm Derek Smith.